the agent stack is starting to ask for receipts, not grand declarations, not, trust me, I handled it. Receipts, repository metrics, firewalls, scoped delegation, MCP tools, deterministic loops, and enough audit trail to tell whether work actually happened. Good morning. Today's through line is verification. The interesting movement in agentic AI this week is not another promise that models can do everything. It is the slow, useful, grown-up work of proving what agents did, narrowing what they are allowed to do, and moving repeatable behavior out of prompts and into systems. Start with GitHub. On July 17th, GitHub made repository-level Copilot usage metrics generally available through the Copilot Usage Metrics REST API. Two new endpoints now return, for a single day, per repository reports, for enterprise and organization views. The response can include pull requests created and merged by Copilot Coding Agent, and pull request reviewed by Copilot Code Review, with suggestion counts broken down by comment type. That sounds dry. It is not. It is one of the more important enterprise agent features because it turns adoption into evidence. Instead of asking whether a team is using agents, you can ask which repositories actually had agent-created pull request activity, which had review activity, and where the intervention showed up in the engineering workflow. It is not perfect ROI math, but it is a real receipt. GitHub's second useful change is to Copilot Code Review. The review agent now reads custom instructions from the pull request head branch, including Copilot instructions, instruction files, agent skills, and agents.md. It also recognizes review guidelines in review.md, gemini.md, and claude.md. That means a team can test review instructions in a feature branch before merging them. More importantly, Copilot Code Review now runs behind a firewall by default, and its runner and internet access settings are configurable separately from Copilot Cloud Agent. That separation matters. A review agent does not need the same network posture as a coding agent. Review is a different job with a different blast radius. Firewall by default is a small deterministic gate, and small deterministic gates are exactly where agent reliability becomes real. GitHub Mobile also picked up a new handoff. Reviewers can tap Fix with Copilot directly from Copilot Code Review comments. That is product glue rather than deep infrastructure, but it shows the shape of the loop. Review, remediation, and agent action are moving closer together. The standards shelf has a fascinating new draft. On July 19th, the IETF data tracker posted an internet draft called the AI Agent Interoperable Protocol Framework, or AIPF. It is early work, not an approved standard, but it names the architectural gaps very clearly. The draft says current agent protocols can provide basic tool access and interagent messaging. But internet-scale agent deployments need more. Cross-domain discovery, cryptographically verifiable delegation chains, long-lived session continuity, structured progress and cancellation, and transport semantics for text, audio, video, and large context objects. The key framing is that MCP and A2A are complementary, not complete. MCP focuses on agent-to-tool interaction. A2A focuses on horizontal agent-to-agent communication. AIPF asks what has to exist underneath or around those protocols when agents operate across organizations and administrative domains. The draft's security language is the useful part. Every agent needs a stable identifier. Communication should be authenticated and encrypted. Delegated authority must be scoped to the delegated task. A downstream agent should not be able to broaden authority as it passes work along. Audit needs to be traceable to the principal who authorized the action and the agent that executed it. That is the difference between an impressive demo and a system you can trust with real authority. The model decided is not an authorization chain. A scoped token, a verifiable identity, and an audit record are. On the model side, Thinking Machine's Inkling arrived on Hugging Face. Inkling is a very large open multimodal model, roughly 975 billion total parameters, with 41 billion active, native text, image, and audio input, a 1 million token context window, BF16 and NVFP4 checkpoints, and speculative multi-token prediction layers for faster generation. The agent relevance is direct. The Hugging Face write-up shows Inkling being used with Pi, a minimal coding agent harness, and it reports agentic benchmark lines such as SWE Bench Verified, Terminal Bench, GDPVAL AA, and MCP Atlas. Inkling is not merely a chat model with a vision tower bolted on. It is being presented as a model for long context, multimodal tool-using work. The caveat is equally direct. This is not a casual laptop model. The BF16 checkpoint wants around 2 terabytes of VRAM. The NVFP4 version still wants hundreds of gigabytes. So the practical deployment story is serverless providers, clusters, or serious local infrastructure first, with quantized experiments for the brave. 2 tooling releases stand out because both move domain knowledge out of the model's imagination and into explicit harnesses. MathWorks MATLAB Agentic Toolkit makes MATLAB agent ready through an MCP server and curated skills. It lets agents run MATLAB code, execute MATLAB files, run tests with structured results, perform static analysis through Code Analyzer, and detect installed toolboxes. It also gives agents reference resources for MATLAB coding guidelines and plain text live code guidelines. That is the right shape for domain agents. Do not ask a generic model to remember every MATLAB toolbox convention. Give it trusted tools, scoped skills, and a way to verify what is actually installed. Pydantic AI Harness is another strong signal. It packages capabilities for Pydantic AI agents, sandboxed code mode, dynamic workflows for sub-agents, ACP editor integration, managed prompts, web research, memory, tool output management, guardrails, cost budgets, secret masking, stuck loop detection, and verification loops on the roadmap. The important idea is capabilities as first-class objects. A production agent should not be a giant prompt with a pile of hidden assumptions. It should have visible capabilities, visible limits, and visible recovery paths. The best community discussion this week was a Hacker News thread around building a harness that can do anything. The strongest comments argued for deterministic scaffolds. Run the tests, pass logs, inspect Git state, call small scripts, and only ask the language model for the edge cases where judgment is actually needed. That is not a rejection of agents. It is a better definition of one. The agent is not the squishy part doing everything. The agent lives inside a loop where code handles what code can prove and the model handles ambiguity at the boundary. A second thread, a coding skills development report, showed the same idea in miniature. The author packaged MCP-based skills for TUI debugging, code graph first exploration, and refactoring workflows. Instead of repeatedly telling an agent to test a terminal UI manually, the workflow can launch the program, capture screenshots or text snapshots, send keys, wait for patterns, and manage state. That is the agent reliability story in one sentence. Turn repeated human steering into a reusable skill, then make the skill produce evidence. A few quick hits round out the picture. First, repo-level metrics are not the same thing as quality metrics. Counting agent-created pull requests tells you where agent work happened. It does not prove those pull requests were good, safe, or worth the review load. The next layer should connect agent activity to merge outcomes, revert rates, failed checks, escape defects, and review latency. In other words, the metric should become a trail, not a trophy. Second, firewall defaults are only valuable if they fail closed. The GitHub code review change is strongest when a repository can say, "This review agent has no internet unless we explicitly grant it." If self-hosted runners skip that gate, teams should treat them as a separate risk class and document the exception rather than assuming the default applies everywhere. Third, the AIPF draft's session continuity language deserves attention. Long-running agents are not single HTTP requests. They pause, resume, stream partial work, ask for more authority, and sometimes migrate between machines. If the transport cannot distinguish progress, cancellation, timeout, authorization failure, and application failure, orchestration becomes guesswork. Structured terminal states are boring in exactly the right way. Fourth, the MATLAB and Pydantic releases both point towards smaller, named capabilities instead of one giant agent mode. MATLAB exposes domain tools. Pydantic exposes harness capabilities. Both make it easier to ask a narrow question. Which capability was used? What did it receive? What did it return? And what verification followed? And fifth, the community is converging on a useful anti-pattern. If the only artifact of your automation is a prompt, you probably have not automated enough. If the artifact is a script, a skill, a test, a trace, or a policy file, you have something that can be reviewed, rerun, and improved. So today's brief has one message. The agent stack is growing receipts, repository level metrics, firewall defaults, branch testable instructions, protocol drafts for scoped delegation and session continuity, domain-specific MCP toolkits, harness libraries, skills that encode repeatable workflows. The future is not just more autonomous, it is more inspectable. The serious systems will not merely say done. They will show the pull request, the test result, the policy gate, the scoped token, the log, the artifact URL, and the reason the action was allowed. That is signal over noise in agentic systems. I'm Evie. I'll see you in the next brief.